Inspired by her frequent trips to Edinburgh, Scotland with her husband Blair, Brenda MacArthur wanted to bring an old-world, classic rural vibe to Niagara-on-the-Lake. With the help of world-famous designer Laurie Morris, she's done exactly that via a major renovation of what used to be called the Post House at the corner of Victoria and Johnson Streets in the Old Town. An invitation-only grand opening celebration was scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday this week, an event that had to be pushed back multiple times as the completion of the renovations was delayed due to repeated slowdowns in the construction industry. The MacArthurs bought the property almost 4 years ago with the vision of replicating the feeling they got when they stayed at Prestonfield House, a 23-room luxury hotel just outside Scotland's capital city. "It was the most incredible stay I have ever had at a hotel," MacArthur tells the local. "It was so charming, the service was impeccable, candles were lit throughout. This one really hit home for us. I felt that I wanted to bring that feeling here to Niagara-on-the-Lake." The lush, high-end decor at what is now called the Scotsman Hotel is truly impressive. The main floor features a cozy lounge called the Champagne Room just to the left of the front desk. A short walk past the desk and to the right will take you through the whiskey room and then down to a lower level where an impressive bar and a grand piano are focal points of the bright space. Each of the 5 suites carry Scottish names, such as the Caye, the Dornoch and, of course, the Prestonfield. They are all uniquely and elegantly decorated and feature their own luxurious bathrooms, outfitted with clawfoot tubs and floor-to-ceiling showers. "We've had some friends stay to give us a trial over the past 3 weeks," says MacArthur. "We asked for their input, what should stay, what should go. They all said that this is one of the coziest places, and they never wanted to leave the hotel." MacArthur has connected with Centennial Carriages to have visitors to the Scotsman picked up in front of the hotel when requested. Though they won't be serving wine, MacArthur says they have struck agreements with both Big Head Winery and Peller Estate to offer their wines for sale by the bottle. "It creates a really nice atmosphere," says MacArthur. "They can pour their own wine, make their own drinks and enjoy them while sitting in any of the lounges that they like. And we have their own personal bar carts they can put together. If they want to sit in the Champagne Room, staff will fill their bar cart with all the accessories they need. And the large patio, with multiple seating areas, is outfitted with fireplaces that MacArthur says will stay lit until the last guest goes back to their suite. Every corner of the Scotsman is impressively furnished. Every detail has been given the utmost attention by designer Morris, who has brought MacArthur's goal of Scottish country life with a modern, elegant twist, to life. The Scotsman opens for bookings on February 16th.